Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Whatever time of day it is where you are, we hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. The podcast is now available also on Google Play, Spotify, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Please be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That is ICBWPodcast.com. And you can also put in I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It.com, and that will point you to the website as well. And check this out. We're still picking random listeners on a weekly basis who leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts or connect with us on our social media platforms and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know you're going to love, because I will not give you shit that you cannot use. Now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who's a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Prime. Reg, what is the deal, player?
What's up, Fresh? I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, man. What's good with you?
Man, you know how it go, man. Same shit, different day, same suit, just being reheated. Same song, different verse. You know, insert cliche. That's what it is right now.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. But no, man, I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Today, man, we're going to have a special show today, man, because we're going to respond to our listeners. We haven't had the opportunity. We're like, what, over 10 episodes deep now?
Right.
10, you know, good quality episodes, you know, based on some of the feedback that we've been getting. Our fan base is growing, man. I'm real happy that we've hit, you know, a mixed bag of people. Looked at the analytics the other day, man, and we have listeners in Germany and Japan. We also have listeners in Canada and Australia.
Wow.
You know, that's good, man. And, you know, we appreciate the support. We appreciate people taking their time to actually listen, man. You know, and the funny thing, man, is, you know, 15.7% of our listenership has come from New York.
Oh,
like, wow. For real? So, you know, most of our support is coming out of the QC, though, man, Charlotte, North Carolina, man. We appreciate you. Also like to, you know, give a shout out to a place where I grew up and formed many of my friendships that I have today, which is Chattanooga, Tennessee. I appreciate everybody there for supporting it. Appreciate all the love and the
Rocky Top
and the text that that I receive, or that we receive. And we really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. And we hope to continue to be able to bring you more content that will allow us to earn your listening space. We don't take it for granted, and you know, we're trying to do the best job that we can with, you know, with this particular platform and make it valuable for people. So with that being said, man, we're going to respond to a few of the messages that have come in. These few that we're going to talk about today, they've come in via the text line. And I've told people before, man, you can definitely hit me up and I will respond. And you can ask anybody to send a text. You get a response from me, definitely. And the few that we're going to talk about now, we're not going to keep it too long today, but we're going to talk about some of the texts that we've received, just to give people an idea of what our listeners have been saying about us, and give us an opportunity to respond and maybe clarify some things, and to hopefully encourage you to go back and listen to a few episodes and to, you know, to get with us on a recurring basis, so we can continue to entertain you the best way that we possibly can. So, Reg, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. First text, man, that we got from a listener was about the Top 10 MCs episode. That was a really, really popular episode, man. My phone blew the hell up off of that.
Yeah, me too, man.
Blew up, man. So the listener said, Fresh said that The Ripper Strikes Back was one of the most viscerally hateful diss songs of all time. He he must not have heard No Vaseline by Ice Cube. And when I read this, I was like, God damn. I did forget about it.
Well, you can't get them all.
You can't get them all, man. But, you know, I was talking about basically how great LL Cool J was.
Right.
And why he was in my top five or whatnot. And that came up. But man, you are totally right. You know, just if you just want, you know, talk about No Vaseline just for a real quick second. You know, is when Ice Cube, it was after Ice Cube had left NWA, you know, that the group had pretty much, you know, broken up. Well, I won't say the group had broken up, but he had left. And NWA put out 100 Miles and Running.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they're glad that they got rid of Benedict Arnold like he was a traitor.
Right.
But basically what Ice Cube was trying to do was put him up on some game as far as the money goes. And it kind of goes in, and if you watch the movie Straight Outta Compton, it pretty much explains it. When I think about the opening lines of a diss song, remember when I told you that I thought that Hit 'Em Up has probably the best interest, but it's one hot verse and some other motherfuckers that you didn't really know existed. But when Ice Cube comes off and he says, man, goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just wet and soft. I forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
And basically, to me, it said, man, you know, I've been wanting to say something, but out of respect, I didn't. But since y'all motherfuckers went there, I'm about to do it. And yo, that was three verses of some real.
Cube was that guy.
Yeah, it was some real hot shit, man.
You know, outside of the comment from the text line, I've had some personal friends who, in their, you know, they shared their top 10 with me, and each of them had Cube in their top 10. So, you know. Cube still is that dude, man.
I believe that, and we can check the, you know, the recording on him, but I believe I had him honorable mention. I don't think I had him in top 10.
Right.
But man, you got anything else you want to add to that? If not, man, we're going to move on. We're not going to keep the listeners too much today.
Let's keep it moving, man.
Hey, next text was, why don't you talk more about politics? It would be nice to know your feelings about Trump and the chaos in D.C. You want to address that?
Well, why don't we talk more about politics? It's not really a political show. From that standpoint, I think it's a lot that can be said about Trump. Some things that are very implicit. If you hear some of the things that we say, you pretty much can figure out maybe our stance on Trump and you know, Trump supporters.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, the only thing that I want to add to that is if you listen to the song that plays at the end of every episode, when my man says, an occasional politics as it pertains to you, meaning that if we do come up on the subject of politics, we're going to speak to it as the politics pertain to Black people. Listen to the song. The song is very strategic. That is what you will hear. At this particular time, you know, I feel like that there are people that are immersed in political science that have their own platforms that you could probably learn a lot more from than I could be wrong, but I doubt it. We have political opinions, but again, we're only going to approach them as they pertain to the advancement and the betterment of Black people. Our stances, our statements are political in a lot of ways. So you have to kind of interpret it as it is. If you just want a statement on Trump, I don't have one. Because I think that we're more important. What we do for each other, what we do amongst each other, what we do to help each other grow and develop, our support of each other, our respect of each other, our communication with each other, our relationship management skills between Black men and Black women, helping each other navigate through the system of white supremacy as a unit. That shit is far more important than anything that's going on in DC to me. That's how we're going to approach the show. And that's all I got to say about that.
I think you summed that up, brother.
All right. Next text, man, is I love the debate between the fellas on top 10 MCs. Man, I told you this thing got a lot of traction, man.
Right.
You guys were right about the arguments that it will cause. A few friends and I listened together on a Bluetooth speaker, and we even started arguing, LOL. First of all, I appreciate you bringing people to the party, man, and putting it on a Bluetooth speaker so people can listen. Because, I go back to the song that we have. Bring a friend with you. You know, because that's what we're about, man. We want to try to bring people together, man. And and have, you know, productive discourse, man, even if there's some, you know, disagreement. And like I said, the top 10 MC thing was fun. And, you know, and I even said that it starts more arguments than dice games. So it's funny. And, you know, that I read this. But again, we're thankful that you shared it and that you felt the need to get people involved. What you got on that, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, likewise. And I said earlier that I had some friends that hit me up personally, but they're just giving me their top 10. And
unsolicited. You know, I got a bunch of unsolicited top 10s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I also got some suggestions for, like, hey, do top 10 females MCs, do top 10 NBA athletes, like the top 10 type
of.
So
what you think?
Concept.
You should do that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. We're going to do top 10 female MCs. We're going to do what? What else? Top 10 what?
Top 10 NBA athletes.
Football athletes. Anybody?
Those were.
Hey, what we need to do, though, is we need to do top 10 nuclear physicists. You flip some shit on some people that are like, what the fuck?
Shit, name two. That'll, you know, be a struggle for me. Name
right,
two.
Right. I'm just saying. But yeah, okay, man. The people have spoken, man. You know, we appreciate that. You got anything to add on that, man?
No.
All right. So yeah, we'll do that, man. We appreciate everybody, you know, contacting us personally, you know, people that Reg knows personally. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody that has given us any type of feedback. We're not just here to have our egos stroked. If you have something that you think we can improve upon, or if you got some negative shit that you want to say, yo, that's why I gave you my number. If you want to sling it, sling it. I catch it and I respond. I promise you I will respond. All right. Next text from a listener who commented on the N-word episode. It says, I really don't see a big issue about using the N-word among my people, but we should never allow any white person to get away with it ever.
Okay, before you respond, that was not me that texted you that. Even though
he said exactly what
what I said.
He said exactly what you said.
It wasn't me, and yeah, I didn't ask anybody to text you.
Whatever. Hey, but no, seriously though, man. Y'all already know how I'm. If you listen to the episode, man, I mean, me and Reg are really on opposite ends of it. Even though, you know, I readily admitted the fact that I still lived in a world where it was used pervasively, and that, you know, in some spaces I still say it myself. I want to try to get rid of that word out of my, you know, personal vocabulary. That's why there's a punitive structure set up for the podcast. It's called the nigga jar. If you really wanted to know, that shit really does exist. So every time I say it, put money in it. You know, then we'll do something good with that money thereafter. So I'm serious about it. But I do feel you, man. If that's, I'm assuming this is a guy, you know, if that's how you feel about it, man, that's how you feel. And I respect that. Reg is the same way. Reg called me nigga like 15 times before we started today. So that's just how it goes, man. So as far as, you know, letting white people get away with it, hey, look, man, I'm conflicted because, you know, I'm all for, like I said, stomping a mud hole in somebody's ass for doing it. But man, I mean, you can catch cases doing that shit, man. You know, don't risk your freedom just to stomp somebody out. I do think that after, and this is weeks and weeks and weeks after we had this discussion, and I'm really getting closer to adopting what Reg was saying as far as patience and Q&A. You know, although, again, like I said, in that particular moment and in time, you may not even think of that. But man, we can't be risking our freedom over some dumb shit. Now, if somebody is threatening you, then by all means, do what the fuck you got to do to make it home safely to your people. But, you know, we can't keep wearing our emotions on our sleeves and getting mad at every white person that wants to call you a nigga. Because let me tell you, that line is long as fuck. Okay. So you can't whoop everybody's ass. So, you know, if you're in a particular situation where you can enact some justice and make it to the crib without catching a case, hey, you know, you got to make that decision. Otherwise, man, Q&A, patience, Q&A, and you know, let's start using our brains other than our brawn. And I know that isn't stark contrast with what the fuck I said on the show. I understand that, But again, you can't whoop everybody ass, man. You just can't do that shit.
You're evolving, brother. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, man, like I said, I mean, I'm, you know, anyway. You got anything else you want to add to that?
Nah, bro.
All right, man. Next one, man. Text from a listener. Why are you so anti-white?
Wow.
Man, that's a lot to unpack right there, bro.
Wow.
That's a lot to unpack.
I take it as from a maybe a white listener.
Man.
It could, doesn't have to be.
Man, let me tell you. First of all, you want to go first? Because, I mean, I could talk about this shit all day.
Well, I mean, I'll go first. Okay. I mean, I don't think, in my opinion, and of course, those of you listening may say, well, you're biased because you're on the show. But we listen to these episodes, tens of times before it's actually put out. You know, Fresh is the producer, so he definitely edits and puts things together. So he listens as well to the content. And I think that it is really a show that is putting forth, we're two brothers, right? Two black gentlemen who are trying to promote things positively, mainly for a black audience. But we happen to have black and white, you know, I think we have some Latinos. And according to the countries you mentioned, we may have other ethnicities. So for it to be an anti-white show, why are you so anti-white? I just don't really see the angle. Now, on the first intro episode, I remember saying personally, Fresh asked me, what do you want to bring to the show? And I said, truth, black consciousness, and empowerment. Now, I told you what I plan on bringing. Okay, so if you are maybe offended that maybe most of the premise or the pretenses of the show are sort of anti-white, is it so much anti-white or is it just maybe pro-black? And see, that may draw somewhat of an unparalleled thing there if you think about it, you know. I think a lot of people who think that people are anti-white get it confused for being pro-black and trying to uplift and empower your own people first. And I think that's what we try to do here, is try to empower ourselves first. Why? Because we need the most constructive help out here in all areas, exactly. Things that we do.
Exactly.
Promoting businesses, trying to, you know, just talking about relationships, everything that we've talked about up to this point.
Right.
I think it's something that we need help with firstly versus others.
Right. Right. And at a more and at a higher rate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we need as many of our type of shows out there to try to combat some of the dumb shit that's out there, whether it be on podcast airwaves, you know, reality TV, you know, everyday radio, shit like that. I mean, you know, we need some balance. We need more balance.
Right. To dispel a lot of propaganda that's out there as well. Right.
So my only response is, and I'm going to give you the raw response, man, because I was going to temper my response a little bit. But I'm just going to say this. Number one, look, man, we promote this show as an intelligent show that, you know, that's uncensored, that prides itself on having intelligent discourse with a little bit of funny shit mixed in, and you know, but most, for the most part, man, we, you know, we're pretty serious about the shit that we're talking about,
right?
You know, there's no clown shit going on here. So with that being said, what I need this particular person to understand, and this is what I wrote too, so this is going to be kind of a regurgitation of what I've already said, but just kind of paraphrasing. We want intelligent listeners. And for someone to say that we're anti-white, that's not an intelligent statement. That's just really some dumb shit. And that's not to say that I don't even appreciate your dumb ass listening. Because I do. I do appreciate you listening. But this is the kind of blanket shit and blanket statements and things that are pervasive in on political shows that are politically biased one way or the other, left or right, or that are extremist or nationalist, whatever the case may be. That's some really dumb shit. That's not intelligent. That's not how we roll. So if you don't want to take the time to educate yourself on the plight that we're trying to bring light to and the struggles that we have to overcome to become better. Then, man, I mean, yo, I appreciate you checking us. I appreciate you, you know, giving us an opportunity. But honestly, man, that shit may not be for you. It may not be for you. Just like Reg said, you know, we said in the beginning what it was going to be. And that shit is what it is. But it's not anti-white. You know, if you want to be an ally or if you want to really get involved in the discussion as a white person, take that white dollar and go support a black business. You know, I have a friend that has done that. You know, I had a friend that a white friend that actually listened to the show, Sean Crenshaw Ovation right. Show.
Nice.
So, you know, I sent him a sample. He's like, how can I get a sample? I had some samples. I sent it to him. He ordered a bottle. You know, that's how you support. You know, we didn't say don't go buy any other cologne because it's made by a white company. We said, hey, here's a brother that's doing this thing. And that's our approach. You know, if you want to be an ally, go put your money in, go put some of your money, put $100 in a black bank. If you want to be an ally, retweet our podcast, you know, to some of your white friends and say, hey, look, check these brothers out. You know, don't try to paint me with this broad ass brush. Cause I don't like this shit. You know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, man, I'm thankful for every single listener, all the listenership that we can get. But man, we do this shit because we care about us. You know, and I'm not anti-white, man. I got pictures on my wall of my little girl that were taken by a close friend who happens to be white. One of my good friends, I talked about Adam, you know, he's white. We have a very good relationship. The physician that I've had for 20 freaking years is a white woman. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not about being anti-white. And I hate to lament, but that is such a stupid ass statement without you taking into the context of exactly what we're trying to impart to you. So that's all I'm going to say about that shit. We're going to move on to the next one. Okay. All right. Next text from a listener came from the episode where I went solo dolo on y'all, man. I got a lot of positive feedback off of that. And I appreciate everybody that bared with me for about a half hour as I just went on and on and on. Says, great podcast, fresh. I'm scared, but very motivated. But I'm going to kick fear in the ass. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate the fact that, you know, you allowed me to get into your head a little bit and to motivate you. That's a blessing, and I appreciate that. You got anything you want to say?
Nah, and you know, I heard the episode, of course, and I think you put out some good pointers in that whole fear thing as our greatest obstacle was pretty much point on. So kudos to you, brother.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that. Once again, everybody, you know, we really appreciate everyone's input, even if we don't agree. I appreciate you. We want to invite everyone to continue to support us. I'm going to be 100% transparent and 100% honest with you, man. We've done numbers that I felt like that we could do. I just didn't know that we were going to do them this quickly. So all the feedback and all of the support, I appreciate the pictures, you know, the people have sent me with their shirts. We're going to be posting those. I appreciate the voicemails. We appreciate everything because this shit is not easy, man. It sounds easy when we do it, but this shit is not easy because, you know, we want to bring quality content. There will never be any clown shit on this podcast. So, you know, it's, you know, with that being said, it's hard not to be clownish because if you knew both of us, we pretty much we do some clown shit sometimes. That's the funny thing about it. We really do some clown shit sometimes, especially, you know, we ragging on each other and everything. But no, this is never going to be that kind of podcast. So we appreciate the fact that even though we're striving to bring as much conscious and quality content as we can deliver, that people are really checking for us. It doesn't go unnoticed. That's why I will always respond. One of us is going to respond to you by hook or by crook. So you know, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. We appreciate you, you know, tuning in and continuing to give us your ear. We do not take it for granted. We never will take it for granted. And we know that, you know, the podcast can't go on without listenership and without people that are dedicated to clicking that play button every single fucking week. And we appreciate you for that shit. That is from the bottom of my heart. We appreciate you.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man is a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.